I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, here we go. I can confirm. We're about to fire up some confirm or deny. It's been a while. It's the first time in the new year we fired up a confirm or deny. So happy New Year's to our boy John Ferguson Jr. We're thinking of you today, as always.
I love your face, Hayes, whenever like whenever he says, like, oop, oop.
No, I can't take it. It's the
you
best
You just start
try.
Howling.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
That was his move.
It's such a stupid bit and soundbite, but it's right up our alley. We love it. Yeah. So here we go. Confirm or deny. A lot of hockey content today, right? We're getting close.
Yeah.
We're going to get close. We're getting to the Raptors in a bit. We're going to touch on the NFL a little bit later on, but let's keep hammering away here, okay? We know how to play. A statement is made. We go around the table. We confirm that it will happen, or we deny that it will happen. Confirm or deny, numero uno. The Maple Leafs are a lock to finish top two in the Canadian division.
No, I'm denying that. There's Calgary's quality, Edmonton's quality, Winnipeg's quality, who knows what Montreal. And in a 56-game season, all it takes is 2 weeks and you are in a bad spot. I am not confirming that. I like the chances of that happening. But as my main man, Fergie, would say, I just can't confirm or deny.
I'm going to agree with that. Like, I'm going to deny it, not because I don't see it. It's because I think a dose of reality came across my desk today seeing this Dallas and Columbus situation, because I'm going to see how it unfolds. Now, you know, certain players, certain star players have had COVID already, and that's, you know, we know that, mm-hmm. but does it mean that the other team or the rest of the team hasn't, and how it's going to affect. And I'm not going to say that that's going to be the thing. It's just we do not know. I think there's six teams that are really good in Canada. I'm going to deny it. I believe they can be top two, but it.
You guys are hung up on the word lock. I'm sensing the word lock,
yeah, lock
is a concern for you.
If you could see them, lock is the
lock
scary
is
word for me.
A definitive term. Like COVID, yeah. I'm going to treat it like injuries. Could it pop up and throw everything off? Of course it could. So could a broken ankle, a blown out shoulder. You know, like I can't project based on what might or might not happen with COVID and injuries and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to confirm it. I am going to confirm it because the more and more I look at where the Leafs are at and what they've had to deal with in the past, they've been chasing that top two spot in their division past couple of years. They really haven't been that close. Tampa and Boston have been better and, quite frankly, significantly better. There is not a Boston in this country. There is not a Tampa in this country that they are competing with. And I think that's going to set up well for them. I think they're in a good spot to do some damage. I think they're likely going to win the division. If not, I'm going to say, yeah, I confirm. I think they're going to be top two in the division. Confirm or deny continues here. Frederik Andersen will be a top three goalie in the division this season. Confirm or deny?
I mean, I can see. Ooh. I have him at four right now, but...
It's got to
be
top three, you said, though, right?
Top three is the confirm or deny. We don't want a John Ferguson Jr. here. We need some
to confirm it. Contract year. He's going to do it European-style contract year.
He knows what's on the line. I'm denying it. I look at Hellebuck Price. I look at Markstrom. I think there's potential for Holtby to have a bounce-back year.
Holtby or Demko.
Or Demko, I think I'm not concerned about an Edmonton goalie in particular passing him. I don't think Matt Murray would, although Murray's capable of having a great year.
That's the thing. Koskinen's stats were... If Koskinen plays 70% of the games in Edmonton,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a top-10 goaltender last year statistically and not far behind in games played. Like, that's the one that... Like, because if it's Mike Smith was 52nd in save percentage on goaltenders, but Koskinen was top 10.
Right.
So that's where I'm going to deny it. I'm denying it, but I think there's a chance he can, because if the Leafs are more committed to defense, that translates to better success for your goaltender. So it's going to be close, but I'm on the cusp.
Okay, moving on here. Confirm or deny, Quinn Hughes will be the best defenseman in the country this season.
I'll confirm that. I think he's that good. Confirm. It's an easy one for me. Oof. Who's better in the country?
Define Shea best. Weber, yeah, I was going to say right Shea Weber or Jeff
Morgan
Petrie.
Riley, it could be easy. Like if Riley plays like he did 2 years ago, he could be the best defenseman in the
define
country.
Define best defenseman. Are you just saying points?
No, it's just like goaltender. It's not. It wasn't best save percentage. It's when right. all the chips are falling at the end of the year, you say that was the guy who made the biggest impact on his team. That was the best defenseman.
Could be Mark Giordano.
Could be. If the clocks roll back, and he's 37
it.
Now. But
yeah, I'm denying it. I think there's – I'm playing the field on that. I think the Canadians have the deepest D and the best, most rounded. And if Shea Weber – he scored 15 goals last year.
Mm-hmm. Like Weber's got a good chance of being the best defenseman. I don't think – like Jeff Petrie's really good. I think Quinn Hughes is better, will be better. You know, I like Morgan Riley's got an opportunity, but I don't know if it's going to happen. No one else on the Leaf defense is going to be there with Quinn Hughes. I don't see anyone in Edmonton. Morrissey, I don't see it in Winnipeg. I'm going to confirm it. You know, I'm a big fan of Quinn Hughes. I thought he had a spectacular. Well, I mean, he did. He was up for Rookie of the Year. He's right there, Kale McCarr. And I think he just continues with the confidence. I think his role is going to be expanded even more. I think he's going to play a million minutes.
What if a guy like Tyson Barrie gets a bunch of power play points?
Yeah, but can you really see him being considered the best in the country?
Not even close.
I don't think that's possible with Tyson Barrie. I think we'll get to him momentarily. I think he's got potential to bounce back in terms of his reputation. Best in the country, I think it's a few guys who you can list off. I think Hughes is one. Giordano would be one. Weber's one. Riley's one. But I would go with Quinn Hughes. Moving on here, confirm or deny, Matthew Tkachuk will hold the title of being the most hated player in Canada by the end of the season. Confirm or deny?
That is a confirm all day long, and I only think it'll take him 2 weeks to get there. He makes one pit stop in every town. He'll be right there if he's not already. That's an easy one, confirm.
I'm denying it because I think Gallagher could be there. Keep in mind,
you're playing Montreal
that many times. And he starts acting up. His brother Brady in Ottawa is not shot. Like Brady's a monster. Like Brady's bigger than Matthew, and he's not shy to get involved physically. And if you end up playing Ottawa 9 times, I think there's other players. What if a guy like Dominic Roussel starts to act up in Vancouver?
Right.
Like there's a few guys, and what I mean by hated. All it takes is one of these guys to have a bad hit on your star player.
Oh, yeah,
player.
Like a suspension.
That's what I
leads
mean.
To
like
fights or injuries.
Zach Cassian in Edmonton.
Yeah,
like
there's a lot of potential options out there. Yeah. I just think Tkachuk, like he's already close to that label to begin with.
He's the villain. He's absolutely,
he is,
and he's
and
the
he
best
likes
at
it.
Being a villain. Absolutely.
He loves it, and he plays so well, he right? Is. Like they're, like a guy like Roussel is a hateable guy. He's a fourth-line player.
Correct.
You know, a guy like Brady Tkachuk is not. Brady will play a fair amount. Brandon Gallagher is going to be on your top line, give or take, or top six for sure. But I will confirm it as well. I just think Tkachuk is going to relish, and he's an American that will probably love the Canadian division more than anyone else in the country.
No doubt.
He's going to love it. Confirm or deny, McDavid and Draisaitl finish 1 and 2 in points in the division.
I'm going to confirm it.
Guys.
I'm going to confirm it. Why would anything change? They might be even better than ever this year. That's my thoughts on some of these guys. They're going into, although Quinn Hughes is so young, it's only his third year in the league, might be better than ever. Like, just take it to the next level. Why not McDavid and Draisaitl? I think it's a lock. Confirm.
I'll confirm it just based on the last 2 years of production. That's
like, isn't McDavid like 25, 26 now?
No.
He's 23.
23, and Draisaitl's 24. Like, they're...
Yeah.
Like they're
I mean,
McDavid's,
ballpark. They're
McDavid
in their
is the same age as Matthews. It's just that Matthews was a late draft date.
Right. He was a September 17th birthday or whatever.
Anyway, that's kind of the modern day prime, isn't it?
They're in their prime. They're absolutely in their prime.
I'm going to confirm it just based on last 2 years bias.
Well, of course. I mean, the last 2 years, those two have dominated. I'm going to deny it just based on I am curious if Tippett is going to make sure they're split up. Like it lasted like a period last year. Remember, he came into the year, you're on this line, you're on that line. But, like, the second period opening night, he's like, forget it. McDavid, Draisaitl, go ahead.
Right.
And it's not that they're, like, not playing with each other doesn't mean that they're going to drop off drastically. But it might allow Marner to get in there. It might allow Patterson to get in there. Maybe Matthews to get in there and just get close enough where they squeak by. I mean, it's
Or does McDavid ever get the Jonathan Toews speech where it's like, we want 80 points out of you and win a Stanley Cup. We don't care about 120.
That's what I wonder.
It might, but I mean,
it's still not going to drop off that much.
That's the thing. Did you see Jason Gregor's Twitter today saying, like, Draisaitl had 89 points in 56 games last year. So he was saying, I think McDavid could beat that. He's predicting 90 points in 56 games.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't know of anybody in Canada
on these
seven teams that are touching that.
Yeah, the guy I'm looking at is Draisaitl, who had a remarkable year last year, and I fully expect that he's going to continue to be great. McDavid, I think, just keeps going. Draisaitl, I think, like, that's the ceiling for Draisaitl. And if he doubles down on that and you keep rolling out, you're going to have a Hall of Fame career. You're going to be a great, all-time great player. McDavid, I keep looking at thinking, I think he's got, like, 25 more points he can find. Right. I don't think Draisaitl finds 25 more points. Like,
nobody.
Everything went in for him. Everything worked for him. He was unbelievable. But McDavid is on a different level. Like, McDavid is a lock top two for me. Lock. I think he's going to probably run away with the point lead.
Mm-hmm.
The Draisaitl versus the field, I'll look at the field. And it's a stretch, but I'll take the field. We'll come back with some more. We got a bunch of confirm or denies to get to. We were firing up some confirm or deny. We still have a few more, so why not just continue to roll with this party?
Sure.
I think it's going pretty well here, okay? Confirm or deny based on what's going on in the NHL, and specifically the All-Canadian Division. Mitch Marner will be the highest-scoring winger in Canada this year. That is assuming Draisaitl is a center, listed as a center.
Deny.
Yeah.
I'd even put I don't know. I just got guys ahead of him.
I don't.
Deny.
I confirm it all day long. All day long, I confirm it.
Yeah. Blake Wheeler.
Marner's had more the last 2 years based on games per game, points per game. It doesn't mean that Wheeler can't do it. Absolutely, Wheeler could do it. JT Miller had a great year last year. I guess Goudreau could bounce back for sure.
Yeah.
Goudreau could be right there, absolutely. But I will ride with Mitch Marner. I think he's going to have a big year.
I hope he does.
Rolling shotgun with 34, he's going to get some cookies.
Yeah, I'm going to deny just based on the field. I think there's just so many wingers. Like, they're, you know, he absolutely could. There's no he could be right in that scenario right there. But, you know, I think you're right. Goudreau, he's due for a bounce back year. Had 99 points 2 years ago, you know. Yeah.
Wheeler's one, right. I mean, I don't think there's as many guys as you guys. For whatever reason, you're leading on. Like, there's 20 different
I never said 20. I'll still take the field when guys like Matthew Tkachuk are out there, Wheeler, Johnny Gaudreau, one of them could just tee off. I just don't see him.
I don't see him decidedly better odds
taking him alone.
Okay. All right.
No,
I'll
mean, it. You know, it's a legit question because he could be absolutely right there. I'm going to play the field, but I'm.
Has he taken over for your new son? Kadri's out and Mitch is in.
No. I look at his numbers. Like, last year, he had a quote unquote down year, and I was down on him for a number of different reasons. He still was on pace for like 92 points over 82. You know, the last 2 years, he's been averaging over 90 points a year. Like, those are big numbers. And I think he's still growing. You know, we talk about Draisaitl and McDavid being a certain age. Mitch Marner's 23 years old. Like, he could be a 100-point guy. 100% he could be. In my opinion,
I mean, he's the same age as those guys. Like, he's right there. Like,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I think he's capable of it. He has to do it, though. That's the thing. Like, you know, lip service is lip service. You got to go out and do it. Like, you know, Draisaitl scored 50 goals. He's got 100 and, you know, bunch of points. Like, he's gotten 2 years in a row over 100 points. If he goes and does that, Mitch Marner does that, then he's absolutely in those conversations.
Right. Well, and we're talking about wingers with this again. We're not talking about centers.
Right. No, but you just said as far as the same age.
No, I know. But what I was mentioning was, like, we're talking about them. They're not even in their prime. Well, Mitch Marner isn't either, is the point. He's not 35 years old, and you're hoping for a breakout season.
Yeah, no.
He's still coming into his prime. Confirm or deny, Patrick Laine will finish top three in goals in the division.
Ooh.
I will deny that before
I'm
the party
I'm
going to
deny
starts.
It because I don't even think his head's in
Me
it.
Me neither.
Just, like, he's like, I'm he's starting off on a team that doesn't want to play. It's just, I that's my only factor in that, is just not in it mentally.
Yeah, I think, and I also, just looking at the stats, I think Matthews, McDavid, Draisaitl will score more goals than him. I think the three of them will. And then, you know, Scheifele's a guy that could score 40.
Kyle Connor.
Connor could score. You know, Pettersson scores at a pretty good clip.
Yeah, you're right. Top three is a bit rich. But I think...
Don't kid yourself. He could, though.
Oh, well, he's got 20, all the talent.
He had 28 last year. He had 28 last year in you know, in a shortened season. He can do it.
Yep.
I'm going to confirm it just for the sake of confirming. I think Winnipeg's a really good team. They're a deep team, and he's going to be a trigger guy.